For over 10 years, he bashed around opposing forwards in the National Hockey League. Now, he bashes around the English language.
The truth is in the pudding, as they say.
That play typified why?
What was that word?
Typified. Tickle feather. Lightning in a bucket.
Birds tweetering in the air. Is that what they do? Or they chirp?
Probably chirp or tweet.
Rhett Warner is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Everybody's broke. Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck.
Come on. Hinder, stop dancing.
We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go?
Howl at the moon.
Howl at the moon.
Shoot out the lights.
Shoot out the light.
It's small town Saturday.
Small town Saturday night.
Again.
Small town Saturday night.
A pull from left field by Rhett Warner. What do you suppose the percentage of our listening audience would be able to name this artist?
Yeah, let's not name it yet. Let's see. Texters.
I know about 50% of the people in this room couldn't name them.
Let's do that. First texter in with the artist will win those Rider Stampeders tickets.
Oh!
There it is.
Got it?
They're coming in.
Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon. Shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night.
This takes me back a very young Boom.
You weren't that young.
Well, compared to now. I had my driver's license.
20 years ago then, just over.
I'd have been in grade 11-ish, which would have been...
Yeah,
take a look.
You're much
I'm
older
say
than
this
me.
Is about 1990-ish.
Early 90s, yeah. If my computer worked, I'd join in on the conversations today, but I don't want to...
You just read the paper. Look for lost dogs.
91. 1991. Yeah, don't call people. I don't want you to call.
No,
I said first,
your
people call. Who will text, whoever texts in and has the right answer.
Oh, my, it's just lit.
Oh, yeah, people just. It is not K.D. Lang. It is not Lil Wayne or Johnny Cash. It's not John Michael Montgomery or Charlie Major.
But we're going to use... Write those
Charlie
down.
Charlie Major.
Write those
oh,
down.
Charlie Major.
Thank
it you. Is Small Town Saturday Night by Hal Ketchum. Hal Ketchum, the artist of the day. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with...
We were in a tight spot.
In a tight spot.
That's what I do.
Oh, we're going to play it again? All right.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee side.
Pinder's leaving. Where are you going? Where are you going?
He's so edgy lately.
He's very edgy.
Why are you so edgy?
Everybody's broke. Bobby's got a buck.
Jay's asking what's the dance. It's a little shuffle. It's a soft shoe shuffle that he's doing in the...
Don't worry about the old soft foot of Hal Ketchum there. Forrest.
That drove, you know what that did? It drove the ladies wild.
Wild. It's like a strut for one of those birds that puffs up their feathers.
Yeah.
They just go crazy for it.
It's not Chumbawamba. What a great artist of the day. I may just sit in my truck all day. Well, buddy, you can do that. We'll be playing Cal Ketchum all morning for you. Last night, Calgary Flames looked like they were on their way to another victory. 1-0 lead into the late stages of the third. 2:16 to go. Valtteri Filppula scores. And then in OT, Andre Palat gets the OT winner. 2-1, Lightning win it.
I thought it was actually... a game that was fairly well played. No whistles.
From
I enjoyed that.
Like Pinder said, from a coach's standpoint, they're probably very happy. I don't know that it was the most exciting game or that people were
but
thrilled.
As a coach and as an ex-player, I could see the flow of the game.
Right.
It was really moving back and forth.
That off the glass and out, get out of your zone.
No whistles. Nobody was mucking it up, slowing the game down. The pace was there.
Mm-hmm.
Guys were skating. My wife's losing her mind.
What's wrong with what's happening?
The youngster's been up all night.
Oh, well.
She can't find the remote. Anyways.
Okay, yes. So for the Flames.
For the Flames. It was weird. I'm watching the game with said wife.
Yeah.
And she's like, so are these guys any good? She has no clue, right? And I'm like, well, they're too good, just like we were talking about. And last night was a perfect example again of they're too good, but not quite good enough to push through. There was a point, though, last night where I've asked it a few times where I'm like, are we underestimating them? And I thought, if they beat Tampa, they're 5-3. Can they? Can they hang in there? Because they're beating teams.
Chicago.
Yeah, and again, it
was... One way or the other, they beat them.
They still won. If they'd have beat Tampa last night, 1-0, they won. Was it the prettiest? No. Did they score only once? Yes. But they won. And I just keep wondering if there's that off chance
so
they could swing it together.
And then you watch last night.
And if they are in the thick of it, with, I doubt they will, with the cap space they have, can they add? If they're January 1st, sitting in ninth, or is that a knee-jerk reaction and it screws up the whole plan?
I think it's a knee-jerk reaction. Well, if
you're taking guys on that have end of contract, so you're only, it's 1 year, they're finishing the season there, you've got all the cap space in the world that you could use, you're not giving up a whole, it depends on the return, I guess.
Yeah, I still think there has to be an eye towards the future.
Well, there is.
Right? Because you're not going to give up young players, at least young players that you feel are going to be in the mix for a spot in the next few years. And you're certainly not going to give up
draft picks. But the price of those guys last year was nothing. Was it?
If
you thought a second round, giving up a second round pick might get you in the playoffs, don't you have to do it?
Would the Habs get
second? And a fifth?
Sebastian Kohlberg, wasn't that his name? Second-round pick. It was a prospect that was not terribly highly thought of, necessarily.
Yeah. I enjoy your enthusiasm. Huh? I think it's great. Huh? Let me... they scored one goal last night, and I fear that's going to be the story moving forward. They've scored 3-4. It's been great to watch, but I think that this is going to be more of the common thread than the other, where... the goals are just going to be very tough to come by.
Yeah, but there's guys that aren't scoring that need, you know what I mean? There's still the potential for guys on that roster, Flames roster.
Yeah.
There should be a few more goals.
Monahan and would be one guy.
Glenn Cross isn't lighting the lamp as frequently as I would. I thought he was going to come out and be like 10 goals.
What do you see in there? Because I did want to talk about that. I don't want to pick on him. He's got a goal and two helpers. It's not they aren't terrible numbers. But a lot of what Glenn Cross does for the Flames is away from the puck.
He's a streaky guy, too, right? When he gets scoring, he scores. And then all of a sudden, it's Dullsville for a month.
And then he can be successful without scoring, too, though, right?
Well, that's why
it's
Curtis is a good
team,
fit.
It's
when you're relying on him, yeah. But he does go through the streaks. I've never felt what it's like to have a hot hand, so I don't know what that means, he certainly is one of those guys.
Just have to take it to other aspects of your life. Maybe off the ice you were hot.
You
were a big scorer. Yeah.
Sniper.
Old decade.
Those stats. Those are Hall of Fame numbers.
Put them up against it.
Gretzky's 2000s in trouble.
What are you going
to
say?
Well, I wanted to ask you, again, just more on that. And the other player, I guess, worth bringing up is Sean Monahan. Now, I had said, and maybe it's too soon to say this is what it is, but does not look like the same player from a year ago. Seems to be battling it a little bit. We know that he had the flu coming in. Last night, 14 minutes and 30, I think it's 39. It's 39 or 4. I can't read my number. Anyway, the lowest minutes of the season.
I feel like it's very easy to judge how players are playing with Bob Hartley behind the bench. Because he won't play them.
Yeah, he takes your ice away.
Which is what should happen.
Yeah, that's your carrot, right?
And it has steadily gone down. It went from 2019-18.
And that's why the room, that's why they play as a team. That's why I think guys have that respect for that process, most teams I ever played for, if the coach would pull your ice time, didn't matter who you were because you weren't playing well. If you weren't playing well and he pulled your ice time, guys in the room respect that. As mad as they might be, they get it.
Yep.
I'm out there doing nothing. Take a seat here, kid. It's
accountability, right?
Yeah. And it goes a long way.
I was going to say, you look at the ice from last night. Yeah, your fourth line, the Boma Stagins, they're in that 12-minute range. Monahan, 14:39. Glencross, 15:39, just slightly more than Paul Byron.
There weren't a lot of power play penalty kill minutes, right?
No.
So that makes a difference, too. It gets evened out more.
And Monahan, of the power play time, saw 43 seconds.
Well, he's
Giordano, 2.5 minutes. Brody, 2.5 minutes.
We talked about this yesterday. Last year, as a rookie, they put him in spots to have success, and they hit him from some of the best lines in the league. I feel like he's seeing a lot more of the best players in the league this year, and that's an adjustment. I don't necessarily know that that means he's playing worse hockey. It's just going to be harder for him to score because he's not starting in the O-zone against the third D pairing, and other teams respect him enough. Now they're putting better players
against
him.
Yeah, I'll shut you down. I'm looking at your guys' lineup. Well, I might as well shut you down.
Who else is going to score?
Exactly.
He's the highest scoring returning guy.
I'm the third line center for whoever.
The benefactor,
I'm the checker.
Yeah, the benefactor right now looks like it's Joel Colburn.
Yeah.
Because he had just under 20 minutes and had 2 minutes and 44 seconds of that power play.
If this stupid Paul Byron would start scoring on his chances, he'd have 7 or 8 goals. Hey, seriously.
This is his
whole breakaways.
Career. Since the queue. It's
poor guy. I'm like, there's your goals. Huh?
The play by John Gaudreau. Up the middle.
Okay.
Through the defenders, backhand pass. Did he know?
Oh yeah.
Did he know?
Sure. Absolutely.
Or is he thinking, okay, this is the play. I'm going to beat this guy, thread the pass across, and I hope someone's there. Or
he
is
knew
it
he was there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He did, didn't he?
Absolutely. Now, so I'm almost mad at that kid, because prior to that, I'm watching the game, I'm going, all right, Johnny Hockey, Johnny Drouin. Who's better? And for me, Drouin was heads and tails above until Gaudreau made that play. And I'm like,
Well, Drouin was a top first round pick.
Drouin's 2 years younger. Gaudreau, a lot of people thought he'd never play successfully at college, never mind the NHL ranks. People thought he wouldn't play in junior. Too small.
But Drouin, good player. I mean, there's
phenomenal player.
Real good.
Yeah.
That line. They're
going to
have
gonna
some
be
nice.
Something.
Stamkos, Drouin, look out, right?
And Philbula is smart. Like he's worked with some talented guys in Detroit, and it gives them a little bit of beef there.
Anyway, I thought it was an interesting Warner take.
Is that right?
Johnny versus Johnny.
Well, and my old man said the same thing because he was at the game last night. I was like picking his brain on stuff, and he said, why are they calling him Johnny Hockey? This is so silly. Oh. And I said, you got to remember, like he came from a college team doing things that people at his size have never done. This is not an NHL nickname. This is a college nickname. And Johnny's also a kid's name, and he looks like a kid. I don't think people are trying to say he's the best John that's ever played hockey.
I just thought that there would be... And like I said, I thought up until that play, Drouin was really a better player. Yeah, but I thought there should be more... The way that we've been clamoring and excited about this kid coming to Calgary and what he's going to be. Isn't he coming with the same sort of excitement that Drouin would be going into Tampa Bay with? Or am I misjudging what we were expecting of Johnny Gaudreau?
I would think both fan bases would be excited about both players. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying the hype that we created for Johnny Hockey.
Because they got two guys that were in the rookie voting last year. They got Steven Stamkos, Ben Bishop of Vezina. Like, what else do you have to be excited about in Calgary? Monahan, Gaudreau, end of list, right?
And that goes back to what I said. When we're evaluating these young guys that Calgary has, oh, we're all excited about the youth and the change. Well, how do they stack up? How do they stack up through the league instead of on this roster? And I just thought that, and maybe I'm overemphasizing it, but Drouin was a better player.
Well, yes. And I mean, how old is Gaudreau?
21.
By the time Drouin is 21.
Yeah, all-star.
We're going to be talking about a phenomenal player, I think. Remember, he was in that conversation. Who do you take? Seth Jones, Jonathan Drouin, or Nathan MacKinnon, first overall? he was kind of in that conversation until MacKinnon went crazy at the Memorial Cup.
And in Johnny Gaudreau's draft here, it was, is anyone going to roll the dice and use a late pick on him?
And I get that, but we're not talking draft now, are we? We're not saying we're going to, who are we drafting, Johnny Gaudreau or...
No, I hear you.
One's a longer, odd guy. Like, Johnny Gaudreau is the rags-to-riches story. Johnny Durand's crushed everyone his whole life. Gaudreau is quite a bit smaller. Like, 20 pounds lighter. And 2 years older.
All I'm looking for is end-of-career results. And I just... And it totally could be a misinterpretation on my part. But the way Johnny Gaudreau was sold, or what I expected... or what I interpreted the hype to be about, was that he was a top three kind of pick. We can't. This guy's a game changer. And maybe it was, I was.
And then he made the pass.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, he can do it too.
Doing all right. 720, the guy on the receiving end of that pass, I want to talk about when we come back. We'll go through the NHL story. And again, I don't know how much time you devote to game one of the World Series based on what took place last night.
Zero.
It's convenient for us. It's a lot about hockey and it's a lot about Flames. We're right in the middle of a long homestand here. 7-1, not the greatest start for the World Series last night, but we will get to some of it when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Placing those same kisses on my brow. Sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember
how. Hi, 729. Boomer and Warner in the Morning, along with Ryan Pinder. We have Ask Rhett coming up.
But I do.
No, you don't. But I do. Derek Wills after 8 o'clock.
We'll see.
And some Hal Freakin' Ketchum as the artist of the day.
Oh.
How are...
I did about... In the last... week, I've done about a combined 25 minutes of
exercise,
cardiovascular endurance.
Yeah,
just dying.
Oh.
Now,
I went to the gym.
Can you give us the gym update from yesterday?
Okay, so I've got nothing to do in mid afternoons. I'm going to the gym. Damn right, I'm gonna get the train back on track here. Roll in there.
Where'd you go?
I went to NSD.
Great spot.
Yes. They handed out...
Never heard of it.
Well, I've heard of it.
Two great locations.
I've had a pass for it for over a year, and this is number two.
Douglasdale, which is the... I mean, that's the crown jewel. And then in the new Fish Creek... South Fish Creek Park.
Down by the arena there.
That's right. Very convenient if you lived in that part of the city.
Yeah, very nice. Anyway, so I go in there. And I get changed. I go do my workout, which consists of about 20 leg exercises, 20 push-ups, and 20 sit-ups. You know, kind of a little silly circuit. And I'm out of there, and I'm sure that the people at the front door were like, wait a minute. Did he
just come in to get his keys out of the locker?
Did he forget something? I've never seen him before. He was only in here for 5 or 6 minutes.
And how are you feeling?
I'm dying. And on the way out, I could hardly walk. My legs were giving out. I'm dizzy. Ready to fall over.
Yeah. Seeing stars lightheaded. Yeah. Ooh. I'm gonna lie down.
Just leaking out the forehead.
Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
It's the hardest part. You got to get that over that 2 week hump, and then it's
professional,
just normal.
Professional athlete.
Yeah.
Former.
Yeah.
There's no need for it now. No one's expecting you to stay in that type of a rigorous shape.
But they do expect you just to eat and eat and eat. Oh,
that's right.
How about this? So you can see by my coffee cup that I made a unique stop this morning for coffee.
That's right.
It's not your usual.
This is not a normal, because I'd forgotten my toothbrush.
That's trucker coffee.
So I've got a toothbrush and I get the coffee. And I haven't seen a 7-Eleven for a while. And you know, I used to go to 7-Eleven and have the nachos at the end of the night.
I recall that, yeah.
With the cheese and the meat stuff. And
yeah.
The chili or whatever it was.
Chips all busted up.
You can't find that anymore.
They yarded the nachos?
Till this morning.
Oh. The chilies. Yeah. The beef.
Yeah.
So I roll in there and pour in this coffee and I look to my left and there it is. The cheese and beef station. So good.
There's something wrong with that.
Now I know where it is. I almost grabbed a bag right there. Screw it. Diet
this morning.
Off.
Some 6:40 a.m. nachos with meat out of a machine.
Yeah. Where's your muscle head, buddy, that's supposed to?
I'm working on it.
All right.
I'm working on it. Dennis Weidman last night.
He was smiling.
He was
excited to score.
Saw it coming. The problem is the mic always comes off the stand for Rhett because it's like he's laying down. You have your feet up on the other chair. You're fully reclined. If you were sitting up, because I've already had one text already. It's like, we can't hear Rhett because he doesn't talk into the microphone. So it's a bit of an issue. Dennis Weidman scores last night. It's his third of the season. He has 3 goals in 7 games. He had 4 goals in 46 games a year ago. What do we chalk that up to? Is there any way? It's same coach. He's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Decor is kind of the same.
Very similar.
But, and these aren't off somebody's arse and in. I mean, the one he scored 2 nights ago, top shelf ripper from the high slot.
The other one was a point shot that glanced in off a D-man in Chicago, I think.
But what did he start out with last year in the first 20 games? Wasn't he the same kind of?
The one thing that's different is that he got healthied. I wonder if that if his cage wasn't rattled a little bit.
And that's what I wanted to ask. He got healthy scratched. Hartley sat him upstairs. $5 million, don't care, go upstairs. Like you said earlier with ice time and all of that, there's nothing. That's the ultimate taking away your ice time by giving you 0 on any given night. Is that going to affect the guy even at that stage of his career? Because you would think some guys settle in. I'm making my $5 million. They're going to play me eventually because I'm who I am. Or is it still a blow?
I'll tell you what. Not only that. So now you're not playing. Well, guess what? You go on this road trip. You play in Nashville and then Chicago. And he played, but if he doesn't, so say he takes that approach, that's fine. I'm going to get paid. I'll just carry on. I'm not that upset about it. Now he's not playing lots. Now you go back-to-back games on the roads, like last trip, Nashville, Chicago. Well, guess what? Nashville, what do? Morning skate? Bag skate. And I can tell you right now, no fun. And you say, well, you're making $5 million. What's the big deal? That's besides the point. It's still, he'd make $5 million if he played the game. Well, now you play in Nashville. So you get bag skated that day, sit in the stands, fly into Chicago, get in late. Guess what you do in Chicago that morning if you're not playing? Bag skate.
Not fun, not playing, is it?
No fun. Not only are you getting embarrassed because people are going, geez. How's it? And I know because I did it. How you doing up there?
That's
humbling.
That's your boys, and then the media's coming in. It's like, so you're skating with the extras. I guess you're not playing. What's the story?
Yep.
Well, and the whole team is practicing in morning skate, and then everyone leaves except the 3 dummies that have to get yarded
humbling,
in front of the media.
It's embarrassing, and it's hard. Hard physically, mentally. It's no fun. So. I think it does. I mean,
because we talk about John Gaudreau, he got healthy scratches. Okay, well, his game has picked up since, and it seems like the same has happened for Weidman. 2 guys on very opposite ends of the spectrum. One just getting started in the NHL, and one guy who's been around for years.
But that's the thing. You look at the decor with Brody and Giordano playing the way they are, playing great. If you can get Weidman putting up points
with Russell, now you got 4.
The other dude can do a decent job.
Yeah.
They can shut guys down. You got to think. So your decor is solid. The goaltending's playing great.
You're buying in, aren't? Are you buying in?
I just don't think it's as far off as we think. And I don't think, because I've been part of it, I don't think you can underestimate what a team is. Go through the lineups that I went to the Stanley Cup Finals with.
Yeah.
It was a different era. You could hook, you could hold, you played the game differently. But that being said,
none of those teams should have been Cup Finals.
No, none. Goaltending has to be really good. They've had it so far. Will it continue? Don't know.
Not to this level. But, no one knew it could be good.
No one knew that Kiprusoff was going to play the way he did either. So it's possible. It can happen. Is it lightning in a bucket? Yes.
That's right.
That's awesome.
But I just don't think that you can underestimate that part of it. And they've preached it to the media and to the fans in this town that you guys, we're a team. We care about each other. We enjoy. It goes a long way. And was it lip service? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they do enjoy going to the rink together.
What have you seen this team quit since, let's say, the start of last year? I don't know that there's been one game where you can say, oh, they just gave up.
They were on the tipping point when they went into Vancouver and had the brawl.
You're right, because that's when they couldn't score lives. Yeah,
they had that big drought.
Yeah,
it looked like they could tumble right into oblivion at that point. And that,
funny, man?
Yeah, I'm telling you. They were that close to being,
and it's
Hartley wouldn't even be here.
It's too stark a contrast post-scrap to pre-scrap for that not to be, if not all, but a huge factor in that turnaround.
Yeah.
Because you could say, well, come on. You had five guys on the ice. How does that turn around an entire team? I don't know what else to tell you, but the math would tell you it had something to do with it.
The stats don't lie.
And the other thing that happened that night is you were down so many bodies that guys got put into roles they weren't used to. Lance Bommel was on the ice for 20-plus minutes. TJ Brody played 37 minutes or whatever it was. They're holding on to the puck. There was some confidence built there, even though, they lost that game in the shootout?
Speaking of that night, Clint Malarchuk's going to be joining us in studio coming up in a couple weeks. He's got his new book coming out, which is going to be a must-read.
Yeah.
Between his just everything, his battle with depression, anxiety, that whole thing. He and Dan Robson with Sportsnet. They did that article in the Sportsnet magazine a while back. It's now turned into a full book. And Clint and I think Dan are coming in studio by the 29th, I think was the date. So looking forward to that.
And you won't find a guy with a better sense of humor in the hockey world than Clint Malarchuk. My goodness.
That's one of the, from that night, it wasn't just the brawl on the ice. It was that intermission. That brings a team together. Yeah. When you're in the hallway and your coaches are going toe to toe, and Malarchuk, there was a mad dog on the end of a leash, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was something in that eye.
we'll take a break. We've got more from the NHL last night, lots to walk through, and of course more on this game. We talked about, Sean Monahan. Is it unfair? He's young kid, sophomore slump. Early, sick, other guys playing well. Where are we at? Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Hey, Rhett.
Uh-huh.
Could you not eat hard-boiled eggs in studio?
Can't promise that.
What's that scent?
It's quite an odeur.
Not exactly a massive open-air space we work in.
Not a lot of ventilation. We're not going to complain. Hey, the great studio.
I wasn't eating egg.
Ha.
Come on, no.
You were,
It's not eggs, it's something worse.
You were saying there's a little hard-boiled egg never hurt anybody.
Nothing wrong with a good hard-boiled egg. Delicious.
Just the whites, or do you get that yolk up in you?
Gotta tell you, this one's less high up on mine. Love affair.
Mama Knows the Highway Now by heart?
I respect.
Less High Up, also known as Lower.
I'll catch him. Artist of the day. Derek Wills, after 8 o'clock. Ask Rhett, coming up.
I'm going to ask Wills is what's going to happen.
Are you going to ask Wills?
Absolutely.
All right.
He didn't like that big line the Lightning had last night. Stamkos, Filppula, Drouin. You have to ask him about that.
Okay.
A little spat on the postgame show.
News to me. I didn't stay up for it.
Good stuff.
Did you?
No. No. World Series Game 1 last night. San Francisco Giants, 7-1 winners.
That was demoralizing is what it was.
A crushing.
With that, what inning was it? The third when they had three guys on?
Well, they had second and third with none out.
And why didn't they send the guy?
Well, they, like, Bumgarner struck the next two out and then got
a pop. The guy hit a double and they didn't send the guy from first to home. Stupid.
I don't know what to tell you. They needed
manufacturing runs so well, I guess they were thinking.
But they needed, for the first time, this was one of those games where it wasn't 2-1, 3-2, 1-0. They were down by a few at that point. You can't just toss away a run. You're going to need all the ones you can get. Madison Bumgarner, brilliant, allowing his first run in 21 innings.
25 years old?
Stud. His career World Series numbers, because again, they've won two in the recent history. 3-0, 22 innings pitched, one run.
Hmm.
And that run came last night.
The seventh inning, when it was well out of reach.
It's not bad.
Royals, 11-game postseason win streak is over. One shy of the record.
Wow, they're toast now. It's over.
Combined, postseason.
From 85?
Correct.
Okay. It's funny, because like with the Yankees, you go back-to-back years. But, oh, it's the same team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was George Brett's team that did the first three wins of that.
Giants have won 8 straight game ones on the road.
It's a good habit to
get into. Do you like these fun facts?
No. The tidbits that you had earlier were better than this.
James Shields, in the first inning, 5 hits, 3 runs, including the 2-run shot to Hunter Pence.
I was going to bring this up yesterday. Too much time off. Too long. These pitchers, they get in this rotation?
Mm-hmm.
They gotta keep pitching.
It wasn't too long for Bumgarner, I know that.
And I think in a way for what the Royals were doing, they get to the end of the regular season, they've clinched a spot in a wild card game. They play the wild card game, they win. They then play again.
Keep going.
They emotions high, they win again. They get to the next round, boom, boom, boom. Everything kept rolling, and then
they went out.
Exhale. You had the better part of a week to hear about how great you were. And then you got that momentum and that just everything you had, all that intangible stuff, you got to somehow manufacture
it's
again.
Out the window, they're done.
And remember, they swept that first, the divisional series. In a lot of cases, you went had a long break and waited, but Baltimore yarded Detroit in 3. There was hardly any break at all. So this is the biggest break they've faced.
It's over?
I think so. It's...
Well, they're going to see Bumgarner again if they have a chance of winning this thing.
You know what I'd like, though? A game 7.
Yeah.
We all would. That and a poop story would be the perfect way to finish this.
Oh, game 7s and poop stories. It just doesn't get any better.
Really?
What was it? Sean Monahan. Unfair to picking the kid?
No. Why? You give him all. I don't understand why we can praise and throw accolades and be Joe positive about people, youngsters, and then we can't give them any type of criticism.
8 games, 2 assists. 20 shots for what it's worth, minus...
If the team wants to be better, he's got to be better. Is he not the backbone of the team right now? Is it too much to put on him? Well, maybe. And do I care? No. But the reality is, if he's going to be what we expect him to be, he's going to be carrying this team. And right now, he's not. Like I said, do I care? Is it the end of the world? Do I think that this is a championship-caliber team? No, probably not.
Moving forward, I think.
But he should be. He was better than last year than he is this year. To this point.
Have you liked his play away from the puck? Because I think we get so focused on stats. We all goals, assists, plus minus.
Yeah, I do put a lot of.
It was a year ago when.
I don't mean you. I just mean the fans in general. Because the zero goal thing, everyone will get hung up on.
Listen,
right?
You're probably right. He maybe is playing better away from the puck, but you're not noticing him. as much on the ice.
I agree. And his shooting percentage, we said, was unsustainable.
And that's all fine and good. They turned Jason Weimer, one of the most prolific WHL goal scorers in recent history, into a third-line checker. Do you want to do that to Sean Monahan? I mean, Clark Wilhelm scored 49 goals in the WHL.
Did you just tell me that Jason Weimer was one of the most prolific goal scorers in the WHL?
Clark Wilhelm scored 49 goals and 137 points in WHL.
Yeah.
They turned him into a fourth-line grinder.
And why
is that what we want out of Sean Monahan?
Of course not, but I think you do slot him as your number two center if everything plays out the way you think it will with Sam Bennett.
Why did Clark Wilhelm score all those goals? Mark D.L. Frank Bantam?
Maybe.
Perhaps?
Maybe. No, but I'm just saying, it's great for him to be play better away from the puck and be responsible. But he was good last year defensively. Was he not? Like, it wasn't like, oof, they had major screw-up by Monahan.
He and Hudler and a combination of Berchi or Colburn played a ton together. And they got a lot of really choice opportunities. Offensive zone starts, you know, fourth lines, after icings. It's a totally different game he's playing this year. Matt Stajan is not your number one center. That's where he started last year. Matt Stajan's playing with Bolig and Boma and McGrattan this year. So Monahan's now got the heavy lifting, right?
Feel free, Stage.
Do you want to talk about Matt Stage?
Oh, I'm just saying that the roles have changed. Right? Like, those two guys have been swapped. Maybe not the fourth line thing, but in terms of Monahan's got a lot more responsibility this year.
Still the NHL. Still got to play. He still has to produce points.
I agree. They'll come.
And you got to play him.
Yeah. And is it early in the season? Yes. And do I care? No.
And but, the flu and all
but
that.
But you can, if you can give a kid praise, you got to be able to, we have to be allowed to criticize him when he's not playing.
I guess the thing, and again, it's eight games, but the thing with me is he seemed like one of those kids that wasn't going to fall victim to this just because he's very disciplined. He's a pro at a very early, he wasn't flighty. He's just dialed in. And yeah, he's struggling a little bit right now. Do you want to talk about Matt Stajan?
Jelinek's needs.
I'm fine. We've talked about Matt a lot.
I get talking about Rennie Bork. I need some other guys to pile on some players. Who can you pile on?
I love everybody. I mean,
you love everybody. Yeah. What about you, Ryan? Who could you pile on?
I also love everybody.
Yeah, you love everybody.
Yeah, let's hold hands and sing.
We should figure out some guys that we can just
rail on.
Rail against.
Yeah, like maybe their eating habits or what they eat in the morning before practice, things like that.
I got in trouble for that. I can't do that anymore.
Which one? Oh.
The little rants a couple years back.
Who got you in trouble? You have the same agent? What's going
you
on?
You never get in trouble. You know what happens? I would get in trouble.
You should.
I'm the one that goes to the pizza party and gets hauled into the corner by Feaster and gets a strip torn off of me about Roman Horak. That was fun.
Why did they try to shove that guy down her throat that he was going to be the greatest?
Brent loved him. And they had injuries. Backlund was hurt out of camp, I think. Wasn't that it?
Well, he
needed
was,
a center.
Yes.
Needed a center.
What can we talk about?
Well, we're basically up on break time. We have Mark French, head coach
of the... We've been very good with the sports talk this morning.
Do you think so? I think we've put a lot of sports talk into this 60 minutes.
Do we have a dog update maybe later on in the show? We'd like to hear about the biting dog in your neighborhood.
Did I tell you that he bit two?
Yeah, you told us yesterday that evil hound has been harassing other neighbors.
200-pounder, just a massive.
What kind of a dog is it?
I would Shih Tzu?
Poodle-ish?
Is it Pomeranian?
Some kind of one of those mixy white.
Could your wife carry it in her purse?
Yep.
It's one of those type of
very
dogs?
Very cute.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of terror being spread by this dog.
Depending on the purse.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Not a handbag, but a...
Yeah. Not a... What do they call those? Are you going to the Riders and Stampeders game this weekend?
I was.
Because I know you had an invitation to do some tailgating.
To go pig out with Greg Keller from Bonton.
Oh.
Keller's doing a tailgate.
Now I'm leaving for Saskatoon tomorrow.
What are you doing in
Hometown hockey.
Come on.
Really?
Hometown.
After what you said about that town and its hockey team, you're going back to Saskatoon?
Absolutely. And they've only gotten worse. So, and I'm no fear about it now.
You've been vindicated.
Before, I wanted to own the team and felt sheepish about what I said. Now I don't care. They stink.
You're going to be welcomed as a hero. This is the guy that should have bought the team. It would have been turned
the
around
WHL
by
the WHL, and Ron Robson made a huge mistake. Just to add that.
Say a little louder. I was interrupting you.
Ron Robson. What do you make? We have less than a minute. What do you make of the lawsuit?
I don't know the intricacies of it. Pinder brought it up yesterday, and it was the first I heard of it. I see both sides. You're getting allowed to play. Your stuff's paid for.
Opportunities huge.
Opportunities.
Right?
Now they're giving you schooling. The other hand, the problem is it's not every team.
Right.
Some guys get rich.
Yeah.
Making a lot of money.
I talked to a guy who said he made more in his 20-year-old season than he's like had more surplus, just spending cash. More cash for beers and hanging out than he has ever had in the rest of his adult life.
Just under the table, you mean?
No, well, just in because you're not paying for anything.
When you're
every dollar you have is
a job, though, right?
But every dollar you bring in is it's all free and clear.
20-year-olds make lots. Well, not lots, but they make decent.
Because it goes up as you.
The 20-year-olds,
18, 19, 20s make the most. He says, I had more spending cash when I was 20 in the dub than I ever had since.
I think the big problem here is that the big markets in Major Junior are making huge dough. You're
That's
talking
exactly
7 to 10,000 a night at $20 a ticket times, what, 36 yes. homes games?
And so like, how do you regulate that to Swift Current?
Exactly. So Swift Current's the other side. You're talking about a community of, what, 15,000 people? I mean, there's buildings that get bigger numbers on big nights than the entire city of Swift Current. So this is the great dilemma. Do you want to share revenue? Absolutely not. But players making the inflation equivalent of 1960s, like that yeah, it's not a lot.
Mm. What'd you make? You were only there until...
it was $65.
A week or month?
2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what it was.
I guess the same.
That's a lot of spending, though. Because what are you doing?
I'll get you three pitchers.
Gas was cheaper then. I had a gas card. Stole it from my dad.
Really? Going to watch movies? Having a few beers?
Mm-hmm. I never drank anything.
Mm. Derek Wills, speaking of which, coming up. Mark French, head coach of the Calgary Hitmen, will join us about 8:20, and then Ask Rhett. So we've got a busy 8 o'clock hour. It starts next. Sports at 960 The Fan.